Are you wanting more Totally Mackinac Island podcast? Well, here's how you can get it. Be sure to follow Totally Mackinac Island podcast on Instagram. Not only do I share everything that I talk about on the podcast, but then throughout the rest of the week, I share other invaluable information that is actually going on the island at that very moment. How that is done, up in my Instagram stories. I also like to share a bunch of pictures and videos that I have taken throughout my visit on the island. Another great way for more information about the podcast is always go to the blog. There I have all the links available for everything I have discussed. That is www.totallymackinaw.com. If you go on there, you will find everything I have ever discussed on the podcast, how you need to link up to it, and what other information you can have. As always, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have learned so much. I love sharing all that I can with you. It has actually even helped me learn more about the island. And I always appreciate those reaching out to give me more information to share with everyone else. Now back to the show. Located on the crystal blue waters of Lake Huron lies Mackinac Island. She is tucked in between Michigan's upper and lower peninsulas. Indulge me as I share all the ins and outs of the place that stole my heart. This is Totally Mackinac Island. Hello, and welcome to Totally Mackinac Island podcast. I am your host, Heather. I'm actually sitting outside because it's beautiful out here, and dogs wanted to be out, and I thought, what better way to do this than to be sitting outside? So that is what I am doing. If you hear dogs barking, that might be Mose, Arlo, or Dolly. Mose likes to chase along the fence. Mose is our one rescue that we got after we unexpectedly lost Phoebe, and we're pretty sure he's an Australian Shepherd mixed with a Pomeranian. And he's got a lot of energy, but he's a big lover. His name is Mose Shroop, a.k.a. Moses, a.k.a. Mosey. And we've got our beagle, Arlo, and his middle name is Eugene. And I don't know why I did that. And then we've got Miss Dolly Parton, and her middle name is Elise, for Elise McKenna from Somewhere in Time. So you're going to hear Mose go along there. But he likes to run along the fence. He's created a little path for chasing. He especially loves buses and barks at them and everything like that. He just gets really excited when people go by. So sitting outside here, the birds are going crazy. I have become a bird watcher, feeder. I started getting into it last year, and this year got a few more bird feeders, and I'm loving it. The squirrels love it. So that's been fun keeping them out of it. And then there's this bunny. There's a bunny or two that'll come up and eat the food right by the window, and the dogs freak out. But I love to watch the cats when the birds are eating because they make little chirpy noises. So I love that. Anyway, so been sitting outside a lot. I hope everyone had a wonderful Mother's Day. Got to either spend some quality time with your mom, spend some time by yourself, doing whatever you needed to. I know it was a beautiful day here. Neil and I actually went for a nice long bike ride. We're close to some really great trails around here, so we went and did that the other day, and it was great. Plus, it's just getting us ready to go to the island. So with that being said, we're going to head into the annual events that happen on Mackinac Island. And for example, the one that we're going to be going to when we are there is the Lilac Festival, and I'll discuss that in a minute. But, you know, Mackinac Island doesn't need a special event to make it worth visiting. You know, it's great any time of the year. But if you're looking for a little something extra to do during this day, there's, you know, some annual Mackinac Island events. So here are some of them. Now this, the one that really kind of kicks off the season is the 5 mile run, which is the Fort to Fort 5 mile challenge. And it begins at Fort Mackinac, winds its way through the trails and bluffs to the top of Fort Holmes and back down, and ends at Fort Mackinac. Proceeds from this event support the Mackinac State Historic Parks, and all participants get free entry to Fort Mackinac as well as discounts for family members. So this has already occurred, and this was earlier this month. Next, we have the Zoo D Mac bike ride. Enjoy a bike ride along the scenic northern Michigan. Zoo D Mac is not a race, but instead a gathering of outdoor and bicycle enthusiasts. The bike ride starts at Boyne Highlands Resort in Harbor Springs and makes its way north to Mackinac City, where participants ferry to and end the event on Mackinac Island. The Detroit Chamber Policy Conference. This event brings together policymakers from Michigan and across the country to hear nationally recognized speakers and political leaders discuss the future of Michigan's economy. The June events, we have the Mackinac Island Lilac Festival, and you're going to take a deep breath in and out and smell the sweet scent of lilacs and probably horses too. But honestly, this is a one time that you might not smell horse manure as much. The Mackinac Island Lilac Festival is the largest island event spanning 10 days of fun. If you plan a trip for early June, you might experience dancing in the street, a lilac 10K run and walk, crowning of the Lilac Queen, walking tours with lilac expert, and everyone's favorite, the Grand Parade. Then the July events, of course, is the 4th of July. What does Mackinac Island look like on the 4th of July? A celebration of Independence Day highlighted by a stone skipping competition and fireworks. The W.T. Rabb Stone Skipping Contest draws professionals to try their craft in the mighty Lake Huron. At the end of the day, stake your spot on the west side of Mackinac Island and enjoy a stunning firework display. The Chicago Yacht Club Race to Mackinac. This is the longest annual freshwater sailing race in the world, and it's right here on Mackinac Island. Sailors from Maine to California and as far away as Hong Kong and Australia test their endurance, strength, and strategy on this 289.4 nautical mile race. The first MAC race was held in 1898 with five boats and begins just past Navy Pier in Chicago and finishes near the Round Island Lighthouse. Then you have your vintage baseball game, barehanded and by gentlemen's rules, the way baseball was meant to be played. The oldest continually used baseball field in Michigan is just behind Fort Mackinac. Join in the fun with classic cheers, uniforms, and some good old-fashioned rivalry fun. Excuse me, Bayview Mackinac Race. More than 250 racing yachts make their way from Port Huron to Mackinac Island. This event is hosted by Bayview Yacht Club, began in 1925, and is an exciting and challenging adventure for all participants. August events on Mackinac Island. You have the Mackinac Island Fudge Festival. A trip to Mackinac Island isn't complete without fudge. Enjoy this 3-day event of fudge making demonstrations, fudge inspired dinners and cocktails, outdoor movies, slow bike race, concerts, and more. The Mackinac Island Fudge Festival is typically held the last weekend in August. September events on Mackinac Island. The Grand Hotel Labor Day Jazz Festival. Surround yourself with a weekend of beautiful jazz music, from Q&A sessions to stunning performances. This Grand Hotel event is one to remember. 8 mile run and walk. Enjoy the sights and sound of Mackinac Island. With the 8 mile race, participants run clockwise around the perimeter, past Victorian homes, harbor downtown shops and hotels, along the shoreline with views of Mackinac Bridge, Round Island, historic rock formation, and ends on the lawn of Mission Point. The October events. Mackinac Island's Halloween weekend. Celebrate the closing of another season in style with Mackinac Island's Halloween weekend. Join in the fun for the Great Turtle Trail Run and Half Marathon. Trick-or-treating for the kids through downtown and costume parties for adults throughout the evening. So these are the annual events that you know that if you're going to visit Mackinac Island that you're going to always have every year. And it is definitely worth it if you are wanting to explore it. So, one of the things that I've always been curious about is why are there so many beautiful lilacs on Mackinac Island? And on the blog published May 8th of 2023, I found some information about that. So, the Mackinac Island Lilac Festival is a 10-day celebration held in June that kicks off every summer with a splash of floral beauty and fragrance. Since the 1940s, the event has highlighted the incredible number of lilacs and the giant size of the stems that have grown on the popular Northern Michigan travel destinations that's hailed as the number one best island in the continental U.S. and the best summer travel destination. The festival also raises an interesting question: why are there so many beautiful lilacs on Mackinac Island? The history of the Mackinac Island lilacs. The story of Mackinac Island lilac goes back much further than the festival that began in 1949. Lilacs aren't native to Mackinac Island, nor anywhere else in the Western Hemisphere for that matter. Instead, they were brought to Mackinac Island. The earliest documentation of lilacs on Mackinac Island comes from an 1861 journal by the writer Henry David Thoreau, who visited the summer before he died of tuberculosis. Another influx of the flowers came when the Hubbard family moved from Mackinac Island from the New Hampshire. Excuse me, moved to Mackinac Island. According to Jeff Young, a master gardener and University of Vermont instructor who has served as horticulturist for the Lilac Festival, European immigrants brought the lilacs to New England and planted them near their farms for good luck. So when the Hubbards moved to Mackinac Island and began farming, they planted lilacs. Some of the lilac stems near that farm, which later was developed into Mackinac Island cottages, is an area known as Hubbard's Annex. They are all about 100 years old and are offspring of older stems that were also about 100 years old. So it has been about 200 years since lilacs were brought to Mackinac Island, making them the oldest in the country. During the past two centuries, lilacs had flourished on Mackinac Island. They find good growing conditions in the shallow, well-drained soil that has high pH level due to the underlying limestone. Adequate rainfall and good hardening each winter have strengthened Mackinac Island's lilacs to the point that they are the largest in the country, with some stems larger than 2 feet across at the base. Horticulturists that visit Mackinac are amazed by the size of the lilacs because they don't see them big anywhere else. The growth of lilacs on Mackinac Island. As more people built homes on Mackinac Island in the late 1800s, they brought lilacs with them too. Then, to attract more visitors, the Lilac Festival was created after World War II. Residents, businesses, and Mackinac Island State Park planted lilacs everywhere. Now, wherever you go on Mackinac Island, you see beautiful flowering lilacs and can enjoy the plant's pleasing fragrance. You will not find a better setting of lilacs anywhere in the country because they've been built into everything, Young said. There's nowhere you can go on Mackinac Island where you're not going to see them and enjoy them. It's better than any botanical garden. Annual Mackinac Island Lilac Festival activities include the 10K Run Walk, a Festival Queen Coronation, a horse-drawn grand parade, and much more. So there you have it. And in case you have not gone there during the Lilac Festival, it is absolutely incredible. When you're getting off the boat or even coming in, you can smell the lilacs, and they are stunning. And they're all different colors. There's the dark purple, the white, the lilac color purple. The colors are just beautiful. Sorry, Arlo is barking at something. And the fragrances are just incredible. Now, the one thing you might also notice too, when you are shopping, not only do you have, throughout the year, during the Lilac Festival, obviously you're going to have a lot of lilac stuff, but it is very prominent there year round. As Micah had said from Threads of Mackinaw, they have a lilac themed shirt. And so if you're looking for that during the festival, highly recommend you go there. Go on their website, www.threadsofmackinaw.com, to get that. I know Little Luxuries offers a lot of lilac inspired items, even with their soaps, their candles, different fragrances that they have with it. And a lot of the shops, once the poster has been chosen, which if you have not looked, the posters are up. And then, for example, when we go in a few weeks, we are going to be able to go down and see all the posters in person because that's where they're going to be on display. And then they'll have chosen them by that weekend. So it's kind of cool to know which one it was. Last year it was Erin Rice, who I've had on the show before. And she's in the finalist along with Sarah Wright, who, if you remember, she owns It's Wonderful Photography. She's also on Instagram for Green Drinks, I believe it is, at Green Drinks. And her photography is just incredible, you guys. So, if you've not checked out some of the posters that are in there for the theme this year, highly recommend that you do that. But I think that if you could get an opportunity to go up to Mackinac for any of the annual events. I think that will really give you an opportunity to see so many different things going on with the island because each place offers different things for you to do during that time. I know I cannot wait for it. So, okay, so I just wanted to come on here real quick, give you those ideas of what's going on. As always, you can go to www.mackinacisland.org to check out all the information that you need. That is the tourism website that you're going to find all that you can. They have valuable information all the time. And if you don't find what you're looking for, you can always contact them. They get right back to you with that as well too. And it can never hurt. And no question is a dumb question. Keep that in mind too, because I know that some people just have a lot of different things that they wonder about. And if they can't find it, just reach out, email, or even call them if you want to do that. So, okay, well, that concludes this week's episode. I look forward to talking to you next week about our favorite place, Mackinac Island. Totally Mackinac is written, produced, and edited by me, Heather.